Good morning, brothers and sisters.
We are
very
glad
and we come together again.
And in
God's love,
在神的爱里面,
that's why we come together.
因着神的爱,
because God's love is relentless.
因为神的爱是永不放弃的爱,
unwavering.
Pardon?
Unwavering and unfailing. 不动摇的, unwavering.
Yeah, 他的是不仔细的, 也是不动摇的爱。
And today we're going to learn this love. How we, until we learn and live in this love, we cannot live a life of love.
今天我们要来学习这样的爱, 一直到我们能够学会, 因为没有这样的爱, 我们不知道如何去爱。
We're going to look at some Bibles to tell us the message. Even when we don't love God, God still loves us.
我们今天要学一些圣经, 让我们知道, 虽然我们不爱神的时候, 神照样爱我们。
Even when we wounding his heart, he still loves us.
甚至在我们令他伤心难过的时候, 他还是在爱我们。
Even when we are walking away, rebellious to him, he still loves us.
甚至在我们背离离弃他的时候, 他还是爱我们。
Even when we are wavering in sin, he still loves us.
有时候我们在罪里面打滚的时候, 他还是爱我们。
His love is constant.
他的爱是不变的。
Eternal.
他的爱是永恒的。
And steadfast.
是非常坚定的爱。
If we use a graph to describe God's love,
如果我们用一个图画来表达神对人的爱的话,
God's love is like a chart from the beginning to the end, never oscillate. It's the same.
那神的爱呢, 就是从头到尾, 都是没有变化的。
It's like a yo-yo, our love is going up and down. If we put it in a chart, it's when we perform, someone loves us. When we don't perform, someone don't love us. It's conditional.
我们的爱呢, 好多时候像一个摇摇的玩具, 就是一上一下的。 有时候我们做得好, 人就爱我们, 做得不好, 人就不爱我们。
God's love is so constant from the beginning, before the creation of the world, until the all eternity, the chart is the same.
那神的爱呢, 从头到尾, 从创世开始到末了的永恒, 它都是一样的爱。
The light is always same level, all the way to eternity.
就是这个水平呢, 就是永远是同一个水平, 直到永远。
And human love is different. It depends on the performance.
人的爱呢, 是不一样的。 人的爱会根据我们表现的情况来决定。
We behave appropriately according to the expectation of your parents, of your boss, of your friends.
所以我们好多时候我们的表现是根据我们父母对我们的认可, 我们的老板或者我们朋友对我们的认可来决定。
God's love is different. Before we change, after we change, he still loves us.
那神的爱是不一样的, 不管我们今天现做变, 还是现又变, 他都是一样的爱我们。
Before we stumble, after we stumble, and we continue stumble, His love is still the same.
不管是我们跌倒之前，还是跌倒之后，还是我们不断的跌倒，他还是爱我们。
When you're at your best, when you're at your worst, His love is still the same.
不管在你最坏的状况，还是在你最好的状况，他还是那样的爱我们。
And stay the same forever.
他是这样一个永恒的爱。
He tells us, my love will go on and on and on.
他说我的爱会永远永远持续下去。
Till from now to eternity.
从现在直到永远。
With all my heart, all my soul.
是用他的全心全意。
That's in Jeremiah.God talking about my love is everlasting, and I will build you up, establish you with all my heart and all my soul.
在耶利米书里面讲到说，我对你的爱是一种永远的爱，是用心全心全意的爱。
His love is never utilitarian.
他的爱不是通过利用价值来决定的爱。
It's not depends on you accomplish something, you do something.
他的爱不决定于你是不是做了任何的事情，他就爱你多。
It's simply you are love.
那他就是简单的，他就是爱，他就爱你。
And John talking about this is the greatest gift you can ever get because God.Love you, how great a gift is it? We are the children of God.
就说，今天这个，今天神对我们这样一个爱的恩赐，这样一个礼物呢，这是最大最大的礼物，我们称为神的儿女。
And that is the, what John, God's, the Apostle John said.
那这就是我们这个使徒约翰，在使徒约翰的书信里面启示出来。
And Jesus said, "God is your Father."
那耶稣讲，我们的神呢是位父亲。
One day before Jesus died, he talked to the disciples about.The future.
在主上十字架之前受死之前呢，他对他的门徒这样讲。
And in John chapter 14, he talked about, in my Father's house there is a lot of rooms.
啊，就讲到在我父的家里有很多的房间。
I go, I prepare a house for you.
我去为你准备住处
，with many many rooms，
有很多很多的住处
，and each room is custom made for you。
每一个住处，每一个房间都是为你特别定做的。
It's like a glove custom made for your hand。
嗯。就像一个艺术品，被你手套被你精心定做的。
Jesus said, "I prepare a place for you. These rooms in a big house is for you personally, custom made to you."
啊，我去为你预备地方，那这些地方是为你特别量身定做的。
He talking about to the disciple at that time, they are fighting for who is the greatest in heaven. And Peter denied Jesus, he knew going to be 3 times. The disciple is immature, he is not even up to any standard. And Jesus already told them, This is the kind of love, the future God is preparing for you in heaven.
那个时候，耶稣讲这段话的时候呢，正好就是在彼得快要出卖他三次的时候，就是要否认他三次的时候，也是他们正在争论在天堂里面谁最大的时候。啊，其实他们有一定的成熟，但是呢，其实还是很不成熟的时候。那耶稣就讲了这些话。
That's why Paul talking about nothing can separate from the love of God and love of Christ in Romans chapter 8.
所以在罗马书第八章，保罗就讲到，没有什么可以把我们和神的爱隔绝。
All things work together in the past, now, and forevermore is to benefit us.
就是所有不管是过去的、现在、将来的事情，都是为了爱主的人的好处。
And Paul going to give us some insight about God's love too.
保罗就是特别的把这一个爱的这一个内涵呢就讲得更加清楚。
In Romans chapter 5, Paul talking about God gave us God's love.
在罗马书第五章特别讲到神把他的爱倾倒在我们的身上。
Verse 5 talking about once we believe Christ,The love of God will be poured out by the Holy Spirit into our heart.
六章特别的讲到，当我们信主的那一刻开始，神就把圣灵浇灌在我们的身上，爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
When we believe Jesus,
当我们前信耶稣基督的时候
，and Jesus is a demonstration of God's love.For the sinner.
当我们相信耶稣对我们这个对罪人的爱的时候
God's love for the God's enemy.
那这种爱是神对他敌人的一种爱。
When we were enemy, God loved us.
我们曾经是神的与神为敌的时候，神就爱了我们。
When we are sinful, morally weak, God loves us.
那甚至我们在这个道德各方面都不好的时候，在罪人的时候，神就爱了我们。
When we are ungodly, God loves us.
但我们不敬畏神的时候，神爱了我们。
Let's go to Romans chapter 5.From 5 to 11, we look at what kind of love God is preparing for us. We must learn to live in this love.
看看罗马书第五章第五节到第八节，就是神怎么样的爱我们，让我们怎么样来活出他的爱。
Start at verse 5.
从第五节开始。
Yeah. He started at verse 5, not 6, verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。因我们患软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有刚做的。唯有基督在我们患作罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在此向我们显明了。继续读吗？现在我们神的血诚意，他的血诚意，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们借着我主基督耶稣得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐了。
The teaching of the Bible is God's love at the right time. The right time is when we still a sinner, morally weak. That's verse 6.
在第六节讲，神的爱怎么彰显出来的呢？是我们慌软弱的时候，基督就按锁定的日期为罪人死了。
Jesus said, "I come to save sinner."
就是耶稣说，我来是要拯救罪人。
Not righteous man.
他不是来找义人。
If you think you are righteous, you don't need me.
如果你认为你是一个好人、义人。你不需要耶稣。
I come to save the enemy of God, verse 10.
我是来寻找那些是与神为敌的人。
God's enemy is when we were still enemy and God show us the salvation of Jesus and reconcile us to him.
就是我们还做与神为敌的时候，神已经差派了基督耶稣为罪人死，来拯救我们。
And Jesus died for us to show, to demonstrate God's love.
耶稣为我们的罪而死，把神的爱就此显明出来。
That's verse 8.
那这是在第八节讲到的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就此向我们显明了。
So when we are sinner, we are ungodly, when we are enemy of God, and Jesus come to die for us, and the Bible said this is the right time.
这里特别的讲到，就说当我们还是罪人的时候，神就预定按照锁定的日期呢，就差派基督而来。
When we are against God, when we are rebellious against God, and God died for us, God still loves us in Jesus through Jesus Christ.
我们曾经在悖逆罪恶里面的时候，与神为敌的时候，神就差派了基督。
So God demonstrate His love in Jesus in the history of Jesus coming that we are and we are loved even when we are enemy.
就是在这个历史上呢，神就是通过耶稣基督这样一个十字架上为罪人死的行为呢，显明了他对罪人的爱。
When I was converted.That is at the time I pursue money.
当我在信主的前后，信主之前，我就是极力的追求金钱。
I was a money lover.
我那个时候就是一个追金主的人，就是追逐金钱的人。
But God knows I'm going to be doomed. I'm going to be to a place that's no return. Then He.Gave me some difficult time and then bring me back.
神知道我在这条道上一条道走到黑不回头，所以他就创造了一些苦难的机会让我经历。
At the height of my prosperity and pursuing money, I was kidnapped.
在我这个生意做到高峰的时候，我那个时候被绑架。
And that is the starting point. God saved me despite I am against him, away from him, rebellious against him.
就成了我生命的转捩点，因为神呢借着这个机会让我认识他的救恩，虽然我过去曾经那样的悖逆。
That's what happened to Paul when he is murdering God's children and Jesus appeared to him in a really bright light.
他曾经在迫害基督徒、杀害基督徒，但是呢，基督亲自向他显现。
And he asked, "Who are you?" Jesus. Jesus said, "Why you are persecuting me?"
他就问耶稣基督，他说：“你是谁？”基督就说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
That's the turning point. That's the turning point of his life when he was a chief sinner.
这就是说，那个时候就是他的生命的转捩点。他认识到自己是罪人中的罪魁。
After he believed, God's love poured into his heart through the Holy Spirit.
当他相信耶稣的时候呢，神就把这个人的爱倾倒在他的心里。
That's why he wrote in verse 5.
所以他就在第五节写了。
It says, God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit, which he has been, who has been given to us.
这里讲到了，就是说，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
God gave us two things at the same time, the Spirit that is born of the Spirit, God's Spirit, and also is a spirit of love, a constant love. We learn as
well.同时把两个东西给我们，第一个是他自己的灵，就是圣灵，第二个借着他的圣灵把他的大爱也浇灌下来。
Now we have the love of God. Now we can love others constantly, unfailing.
现在我们心里面有了神的爱，我们能够去不断的爱别人。
It's a gift of God, but you have to learn how to do it.
这是从神而来的一个恩典，是一个礼物，但是我们要学习如何去做，去应用。
The first thing you do it is to, you learn it from the Bible, how to love your brother and sister.
那第一步我们要做的就是通过圣经，我们要学习去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And through the fellowship together, and together to learn the depth and the height of God's love.
就是我们通过彼此的相交，我们一起来学习神爱的长阔高深。
Now, because God loves us, now we can love. And we love each other with God's love, because Jesus said, a new command I give it to you, you must love.Each other, as I have loved you.
我们因着神的爱，今天我们能够彼此相爱，就像耶稣基督在约翰福音里面教导我们的说：“我把一个新的命令赐给你们，就是你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。”
This love is never changed. It does not depends on performance. Does not depends on change. Does not depends onAnything else is totally constant, unconditional, forever.
这个神的爱呢是一直不变的，不管我们变化还是不变化，我们的行为如何，表现如何，啊，动摇还是不动摇，他的爱永远是在那里。
If God accepts us as we are, we must accept our brother, sister. We must accept our hearts.Our spouse as they are.
神按照我们的本相接纳了我们，那我们也要按照每一个人的本相，不管是我们的弟兄姐妹、我们的儿女，还是我们的
父
亲，也按照本相接纳。
Depends on any change. You, we try to change people, but God said no. You just love them as they are.
我们好多时候试图要改变别人，但是神说你爱他们就是按他们的本相，就是他们是什么样的人你都要来爱。
Because that's how I love you as you are.
这就是神说我爱你就是这样爱，按照你的本相爱的。 不是要你变了。
Before you change.
啊，不是要你变才爱。
So we cannot demand, okay, other people change before they love us, because that's not the kind God is talking about. The clear message of the Bible is love them as they are before the change, before the stumble, at their best, at their worst.
那人的好多时候我们要求别人改变我们才去爱，但是神的爱不是这样。神清楚地显明说，我爱人是在人改变之前就爱了他。
A lot of people want everybody love them.
那我们很多时候都希望别人来爱我们。
It's a wish. It's not going to ever happen.
我希望别人改变以后我们再爱，这是一个浪费时间，不可能。
Some people think, "Hey, I want someone love me forever."
有人也希望别人爱我们是永远爱我们。
Like my lover, my wife, my boyfriend.
就像我对我的男朋友、女朋友的爱一样。
It's a wishful thinking. It's not going to happen. Someone not going to love you forever.
这是一个浪费时间，因为没有一个人会永远像神一样爱你。
Because human love is conditional.
因为人的爱是有条件的。
Without the Holy Spirit's love in us, God's love in us, we cannot love.
如果没有圣灵在我们的里面，我们爱不了。
Unconditionally，
我们没有办法无条件的爱一个人。
Unfailingly，
我是一种不失败的爱，没有办法。
Unrelentingly，
那种不放弃的爱。
Constant and forever，
那种永远不变、持续不断的爱。
Because God assured that's the kind of love He gave us, now we know we are simply loved by God.
确信神给我们的爱就是这样的爱，所以我们也神要我们确信他就是这样爱我们，我们才能够去爱。
Now we become whole because we know God loves us as we are, regardless.Now we can start really love people.
不是因为我们完全了，并且爱我们。我们或者是爱别人的时候，神才爱我们，而是我们先要接受神的爱。
Now God gave you this power. Love is a power. That is Psalms 62.
就像这个诗篇63篇所讲的，就是爱是一种能力。神给我们的能力。
God's power is His love, not His creation.
那神那个极大的能力在他的爱里面，不仅仅在他的创造里面。
Ephesians chapter 3, 16 talking about the Holy Spirit give us love. Love is the power that we can change the world.
以弗所书第六章里面给他写，神把这个爱赐给我们，这种爱就是能力，能够改变世界。
Now we must learn to start love unconditionally, starting with the people around you, starting with people in the church, starting with the people as your neighbor at work, starting with your spouse.
现在我们就是机会要来学习用这种神的无条件的爱来爱我们周围的人，先从我们的家人、我们的邻居、我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Love them as they are before they change.
就是我们要按照他的本相来接纳他，来爱他，在他们改变之前，就是在他们改变之前就要爱他。
Because God loves us so much.There's nothing you can do to make God love you more.
因为神爱我们是如此的爱我们，你没有办法让神爱你更多一点。
Not a thing you can do to make Him love you more, because He loved you, already loved you to the full.
你不可以做任何的东西让他爱你更多一点，因为他爱你一定爱到极致了。
So now we have this confidence we are being loved. we anchor our life in this constant love of God.
那现在我们知道像这样的一种爱呢，我们的灵魂的锚就跑定了。我们知道神是如此的爱我们，我们确信。
We are not anymore vulnerable to other people's opinion.
那我们从此以后不再让别人对我们的看法所动摇。
Because God said you are unique.
因为神说你是很特殊的。
You are special.
你是特别的。
You are the only one.
你是唯一的。
I don't want you to be other people. I want you.
他不要你成为另外一个人，他要的就是你自己。
I know who you are. I know your strength. I know your weakness. I know your sin. I know your good things.
我知道你是谁，我知道你的能力强在什么地方，弱在什么地方。我知道。
My love is constant. It's forever.My love for you go on and on until the end.
我对你的爱是永恒不变的，也是持续不断的，直到永恒。
With this anchor in our life, now we can live a life of love.
因着这样一个锚跑定了以后呢，我们能够活一个爱的生命。
We can draw out the tremendous resources for God's love and give it to other people.
我们从神爱的这样一个极大的源泉里面不断地来吸取他的爱，能够去爱别人。
We are more than conqueror. We are hyper-conqueror. No, you can overcome anything because nothing can separate us from the love of God, love of Jesus.
神说我们借着他呢就得胜有余了，没有什么能够把我们和神的爱隔绝，我们能够做任何的事情做得出来。
Not losing your job.
不光是我们失去我们的工作，而是失去我们的金钱都不能做爱。
Not lack of money.
或者是缺乏金钱。
Not anything else can separate us from the love of God.
没有任何东西可以把我们和神的爱隔绝。
Romans chapter 8 talk about no suffering, no tribulation, nothing, famine, or all these things will take us away from God's love.
所以在罗马书第八章，保罗就讲到，不光是这个患难啊、逼迫都不能把我们和神的爱隔绝。
God is a giver; He will supply you your need.
神是一个赐予者，他愿意赐予你所需要的一切。
Jesus said it 21 times, do not worry, I will supply you.
耶稣讲了21次说，不要忧虑，我会供给你。
Don't worry about COVID-19, I will heal you, I will provide you with job, with money.
神让我们不要忧虑，他会给我们工作，会给我们需用的一切。
And if you, I'm your father, if you need anything, just ask, it will be given to you.
如果你需要，哪里面有缺乏，你就向你天上的父求，他会给你。
But seek me first, aim at me first.
圣经里面讲要寻求我的面，首先来寻求我和我的国。
Because God is love, then we aim at love.
因为我们的主神就是爱，我们要的就是爱。
We aim at love, aim at God, all these earthly needs will be given to you.
如果我们的目标是神，目标是爱的话，所以世界上一切神都会给我们。
And godliness with contentment is great gain.
圣经里面讲敬虔加上知足就是大利了。
To be content is rich and rich enough.
当我们知足的时候，我们真的就是一个富有的人了，也足够的富有。
To be miserable is never content with what you have.
事实上最悲哀的事情就是人永远不知足。
If you need anything, ask me. I will supply your need, but not your want. I will give you what you need.
神说，当你需要任何东西的时候，我就会照着你的需用供给你，不是你所要的，而是你所需要的。
We are the children of God. We are rich kids.
对，我们是神的儿女，我们在这个平安里面是非常丰富的、丰盛的。
Leave your bank account to God.
把你的这个银行的这个账户交给神。
Because He is unlimited. If you need something, ask your Father.
因为他是无限的。你需要任何的东西，可以向天上的父来祷告。
If you need love, ask your Father, because you are totally being loved and cherished by Him.
如果你需要更多的爱，你就向你的父来祷告，因为你自己已经被他所爱、所珍爱。
You don't need to depend on other people's love.
你不需要依赖别人对你的爱。
You don't need to rely on circumstances.To supply you with your daily need.
也不需要依赖环境对你日常生活的影响。
You don't need to meet expectation because God loves you as you are before you change.
你不需要来达到别人对你的期望，因为神已经爱了你。
And someone will say, this is a dangerous teaching.
如果有人说这是一个非常可怕的教训，
If God's love so constant when we are bad, then how does God motivate us to change?
如果神那样的爱我们，在我们在罪人的时候就爱我们，为什么神不会来催促我们、来变我们、让我们去变化呢？
That's not the right teaching. The right teaching is if you meet the expectation, then I love you. Meet the expectation, I reward you. That is supposed to be this way. But God's love is no. Before you change, before you do anything, because you come to, I love you as much as I can.
好多人认为正确的这样一个教导是我们想要做得好才能够赢得神的爱，但是事实上不是这样。事实上是神先爱了我们，完了，他的爱才激励我们去改变。
And brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
this is not the teaching of the Bible. The clear message is God loves you just as you are before you change.
但是这不是圣经里面的教训。圣经里面非常清楚的讲，就是神。爱你就是按照你的本相爱了你。
After you change.
你改变以后他也照样爱你。
When you're good.
你在好的时候。
When you're bad.
坏的时候。
That's the clear message of the Bible.
那就是圣经里面非常清楚的一个信息。
That's why God's love is eternal. There's no other book in the universe will teach this.
所以这里讲到神的爱是永恒的，世界上没有任何其他一本书在教导这样的爱。
It is not for us to determine the standard of acceptance of God's love.
这根本不在乎我们是怎么样的行为来决定我们是不是配得神的接受神的爱。
God is the one who sets the standard. It's not for human to say, hey, this is not so.
could you repeat? I somehow interrupted.
Yes.God is the one who sent us this clear message. It's not for us to say this is not the way.
神非常清楚地把这些信息给我们，就是我们想的另外的方法不是正确的方法。神的方法就是这样。 刚才讲的这样。
God is willing to take the risk.
神甚至愿意冒险。
To love you, even you don't love him.
冒险了爱你，甚至在你不爱他的时候。
To love you, even he was hurt.
在他在你在伤害他的时候，他就爱你。
To love you when you against him.
在你甚至与他为敌的时候，他就爱你。
When you're wounding him.
你在这个伤害他的时候，他就爱你。
God is painful a lot of times because we don't love him.
神的心里面好多时候是很难过的，因为人不爱他。
But he is willing to take the pain, he is willing to take the grief, because that is about love. Love is suffer for the beloved.
他愿意来承受这种痛苦，承受这种各种点，因为这个爱里面就是要一个承受，为了对方来承受这一切。
In Jesus' life, you can see the pain, the suffering, and sacrifice of God. Because Jesus demonstrates the love of God is the love of suffering and pain.
从耶稣的身上你就看到，就是神这种牺牲的爱，这种忍受的爱，这种忍受痛苦。
Now we have the confidence of God's love no matter what.
所以我们心里面也有神对我们爱的一个确据。
Now we can live a life of love. We can love our brother like God loved us.
所以我们能够爱我们的弟兄，就像神爱我们一样。
We can love our enemy like God loved us when we were enemy.
我们甚至可以爱我们的敌人，就像神爱我们一样，在我们是他敌人的时候，他就爱了我们。
We can love the unlovable because we were unlovable.
我们能够去爱那些不可爱的人。因为我们曾经也是不可爱的。
That's the clear message of the Bible.
这是非常清楚的圣经里面的信息。
Agape love, that's what it means, is to love unlovable. They don't deserve it, we love them.
这就是天上来的圣爱，就是说让我们爱那些不可爱的人，不配的。
Of course, that's a consequence of being sinful.
当然犯罪的人会有罪的后果。
But the consequence does not include the laws of God's love.
但是这种后果并不在神的爱的律里面。
God say, don't touch this fire. If we touch the fire, we'll get burned.
就像神对你说，你不要去玩火，玩火必然会自焚。
And we get burned. We got burned. But God still loves us.
但是呢，我们非要玩火，我们就烫伤了手。那神还是爱我们。
We are sinful, God still loves us.
那我们在有罪的时候，神还是爱我们。
We are corrupt, God still loves us.
那我们是这个败坏的，他还是爱我们。
His love does not diminish.
他的爱并不减少，并不退却。
That's how God's love is. When sin increases, love increases all the more.
所以圣经里面讲到呢，当罪恶增加的时候呢，神的爱就更加显明了。
Brother and sister, we have confidence of God just love you as you are. It's a simple love. Don't question about that.Don't doubt about them. Just believe in it. You are being loved fully.
我们要有这样一个简单的确信，就是不管我们怎么样，神对我们的爱是完全的。我们要有这样的确信。
Now you can start to change.
那现在我们就可以过一个改变的生命。
Because God forced you to change, because you respond to His love.You're willing to change. And he gave you the ability, the power to change.
不是神强迫你要改变，而是你对神爱正确的回应，你就会改变。
Now God wants you to respond to His love by loving others. God wants you to respond to His love by getting away from sin. God wants you to respond to His love by doing something good.
所以神就让我们回应他的爱是通过我们生命的改变，爱我们周围的人，而且行善。
His love cover over a multitude of sin.
所以圣经讲到呢，他的爱会遮掩许多的罪。
Now, because you're confident of this love, now you can love other and love other deeply and be humble. And because you were an enemy of God too. Now, you can love your enemy.
那因着神这样的一种爱在我们的心里面的时候呢，我们能够去爱我们的敌人，因为我们非常的确信神在我们是他敌人的时候就爱了我们。
And not only God talk about, hey, I love you this way, but His love does not change, but also He give you the power of the Holy Spirit to empower you to love others as God loves us.
是告诉你他怎么样爱你，永不变的爱你，而且把圣灵浇灌在你的心里，让你能够去爱，同样的去爱。
So when we do that, when we love others with all our heart, regardless, unconditionally, and somehow, the Bible said, love is powerful. The result is that God will change that person, not you. God's love changed that person.
所以当我们去回应神，用这样的爱去爱别人的时候，神的能力就透过我们临到别人的身上，神就会让别人开始改变。
Leave it to God's hand. Don't manipulate other people. Don't try to change other people. Let God's love through you. Then God will change the person according to His time. Wait.
不要试图去操纵别人，不要试图去改变别人。你要做的就是去爱别人。当你爱别人的时候，神按照他的方式，他的时间就会来改变人。
Accept your spouse, accept your friend, accept your family, accept the church members, brother and sister as they are, and love them to the full, and let God change them and pray for them. It's not your job to change people. It's God's love to change people. They will respond.
我们要接待我们的家人，接待我们的配偶，接待我们的弟兄姐妹，按他们的奔向来接待。当我们这样去爱他们的时候呢，神会改变他们，改变他们的事情不是你我的事情，是神的事情。
So, that is the clear message of the Bible. God said that is no risk. He will take the risk.And God said,
神说这是一个非常的事实，就是说这里面没有，你不需要冒什么险，他会承担一切的责任。
This is not dangerous. Actually, that is the only way to love the people as themselves for them to change by their free will.
这不是要你做一个冒险的事情，要你失去什么。事实上当你这样做的时候呢，这是唯一的方法。当你爱别人的时候，神就会来改变人。
Stop judging.
所以不要去论断别人。
Stop condemning.
不要去定罪别人。
Stop complaining all the time.
不要常常去抱怨。
Stop criticizing.
不要常常去批评。
Stop hurting each other.
不要去彼此伤害。
Stop wounding each other.
不要去彼此这个就是伤害。
Now,
让人受伤。
Start to love with God's love by the power of the Holy Spirit in you.
开始用神的爱，借着圣灵的能力去爱别人。
And God said, you can do it because I gave you that power.
那神说你可以去做，因为我已经把能力赐给你。
God said, just do it now, today.
那神就说今天你就可以开始做。
Instead, now, you can love your brother by encouraging them.
所以今天你就开始可以来鼓励你的弟兄姐妹。
You can love your husband by encouraging them.
你可以来爱你的先生，就是通过来鼓励他。
You can love your coworker by encouraging them.
你可以来爱你的同事，通过鼓励他。
With God's word.
用神的话语。
But you must read the Bible.
啊，但是你要需要读圣经。
Because if you don't read the Bible, there's no power, because God's word is power.
当你真正的读圣经的时候呢，神就把能力赐下来，因为神的话带着能力。
The reason why our life is miserable, why we cannot, live a life of love is because our Bible are closed.
那为什么我们好多时候不能过一个好的生活，为什么好多时候我们的生命是非常的糟糕，是因为我们的圣经是关住的，我们的书是 圣经是没有打开的。
Why we don't know God's will? Because we don't read the Bible. Our Bible is closed.
那因为什么我们不明白神的旨意，因为我们圣经是关着的。
God's will is closed to us.
那神的旨意呢离我们非常的近。
God's love is close to us.
神的爱离我们非常的近。
But when we close the Bible, we don't have this kind of will. We don't have God's love. We have only our imagination.
但是好多当我们关闭着圣经的时候呢，我们就只是按照我们的想象在做事情。
Open your Bible every day.
对，每一天打开圣经。
Read God's word every day.
来读神的话语，每一天。
Meditate God's every day.
就是默想神的话语，每一天。
Because it will guide you.
他会来引导你。
It will revive your soul.
他会让你的灵里面会惊醒。
It will give joy to your heart.
他会把他的喜乐充满你的灵。
It will teach you how to love others, even their enemy.
他会教导你如何去爱别人，甚至是你的仇敌。
Without God's word, the Holy Spirit will not work. You cannot tell me a Holy Spirit inspired by Holy Spirit. Because you don't read God's word, there's no Holy Spirit.
如果你不读圣经，不要给我来讲什么圣灵这样圣灵那样。
It's not the Holy Spirit, it's other spirit.
那如果没有圣的话，你讲的灵可能是另外一个灵。
It's not God's will, it's the world's will.
那不是神的旨意，是这个世界的心意。
It's not God's truth, it's your imagination.
不是神的选择，是你自己的想象。
You interpret the Bible according to interpretation, not interpret the truth according to the Bible.
你不是按照真理来正义来分解正道，按照自己的想象，想怎么做就怎么想。
If we love God, we must read His word. God wants you to read His word, to open His word, to open His letter.The Bible is the letter from God to you.
我们就要打开神给我们的这样一个书信，这个圣经就是神给我们的一封书信。
And that's the only way we say, hey, I know the truth now. I know God's love me. God's love is constant. I must
apply this love. 唯一的方法让我们知道神的爱是永恒的爱，是持续不断的爱。
We are made in the image of God. God wants me to be this person. I accept myself, I love myself, I can love other people.
信心知道神按照他的形象造了我，如此 特别，让我能够去爱别人。
We anchor this love into our lives, so we know we are simply love, and now we can share with God's love with other people.
所以这正神的爱在我们的灵魂里面像一个锚就跑定了，所以我们能够去爱别人，能够去分享这样的爱给别人。
There's nothing you can do to make God love you more.
你不能做任何的事情让神爱你更多。
God's love will go on and on.
神的爱会不断不断的持续。
When we have time, we're going to study Hosea 2. Hosea is about the prophet. He married the same girl 3 times, even the girl prostitute herself. To love other people.
我们可以来学习何西阿书。何西阿书呢讲到这一个先知呢娶了一个女人，这个女人呢3次离弃他去找别人，他还是3次来娶她回来爱她。
Hosea chapter 11 talk about how God feel the pain of not being loved by us.
就是神要通过何西阿书让我们知道，就是当我们不回应神的爱的时候，神是怎么样的，心里面多么的难过。
Hosea chapter 11 is one of the jewels of the Bible.
所以何西阿书是一章，就是圣经里面的一颗珍珠。
And sometimes we forgot that. It talks about the unrelenting love of God.
那是讲到神一种不放弃的爱。
Unfailing love of God to the failing wife.
是一种不失败的爱，虽然这个妻子的爱已经失败了。
Which represents Israel and God's people.
在那里这个妻子代表以色列。
No matter how many times Gomer is the wife ran away from Hosea keep coming back to pressure her to make her his wife.
不光这个高莫，就是何西阿的妻子跑了多少次啊？就是放了剪影多少次？那
Hosea chapter 11 talk about God's commitment to this love.With his love of his cord of love. Cord of love is mean to attach to the person.
就是来彰显神对背逆的人的这样一种爱，一种不断的爱。
Not only the commitment of God's love of the rebellious people, and also the condemn of that. God said he was really hurt.
就是这样一种爱呢，就是不仅仅是彰显出来，而且真的接受神人应该接受的惩罚。
Hosea chapter 11 is the one of the few in the Bible talk about the feeling of God, the mindset of God. God is talking to himself.
何西阿书第11章在讲到神的心是怎么一个感受，他在用他自己在讲。
God said, I'm hurt. I'm wounded.
他说，我是受伤，我的心是受伤，我的心是非常的难过。
These people rebellious against me, even when I love them so much.
他就讲到，就是说我这样爱他们，但是还是这样的背逆我，背道离开我。
I stoop down to feed them, to provide them.And they don't appreciate.
Sorry, could you repeat?
I come down to feed them, to provide them, to give them what they need. They don't appreciate.
我从天降下，我来供应了他们所需用的一切，但是他们并不感恩。
I bring them out from Egypt as a father to take care of them, but they. Still against me. and worship the other gods.
我把他们从埃及为奴之家带出来，但是他们还是继续的背离我，继续的拜偶像。
God is so hurt. He said, "I'm going to punish them. I want to give them up."
神是如此的难过，如此的这个，被伤害。他说我要去要来惩罚他们，我要去。
And suddenly his heart changed within himself. He said to himself, "No, no, I cannot do that."
那但是呢，突然上就转念，就说我不能这样做。
I'm a father. I'm a lover. I'm a shepherd. I cannot hurt my people. Punish my people.
我是一位父亲，我是一位父亲，我是一位好牧者。我是一个爱人，我不能这样去伤害我的子女。
I cannot give them up. Maybe they will be punished, but I'll bring them back.
我不能来放弃他们，他们虽然要受到惩罚，但是我要把他们带回来。
Because I'm God, I'm not man.
因为我是神，我不是世人。
God in his mind is struggling, he's hurting.And he is talking to himself with sadness.
神在他的意念里面要教练，让他自己来教练，就是因为这样的状态。他还是愿意把人带回到他的身边。
But the price is high, expensive.
但是他要付出的代价是非常大的。
Because John chapter 3:16 talk about God so loved the world.
所以在这个约翰福音第三章十六节讲到神如此的爱世人。
And he gave Jesus to take up the penalty.
他就把耶稣才派下来把承担这样一个罪债。
His only son to die for us.
就是他独生的儿子为我们而死。
Then we will get away from the punishment and we will be restored and we will be continue rewarded as the children of God if we believe that.
让我们不再承担罪的后果，让我们能够和他和好，让我们能够重新有他的生命。
God so loved the world, he gave his one and only begotten son. Whoever believes in him,And will have eternal life, will not be condemned.
所以这里讲到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And some theologian even interpret, actually God did not send his son, because it's so painful to send his son. God actually to send himself to die in the cross, because his son is everything.
有些神学家就说神是如此的一个心里面的伤痛，他把他自己真的是拆派下来来为世人的罪定在十字架上。
His only son is everything and actually he gave himself with everything to die for us to bring us back.
他的儿子对他来说就是一切，但是他把他的一切都赐给神。
The amazing thing, he still wants us to be his children.
这是一件非常奇妙的事情，就是不可想象的，就是他还是愿意让我们成为他的儿女。
Like the return of prodigal son.
那就像那个浪子回头一样。
And he repents, he comes back because he has no other choice, and God throws a big party for the younger son and said, hey,He was Lord, now he was found. And he treat him as still the same.
那个儿子呢，做了很多不好的事情，回头以后呢，父亲还是给他白设筵席，还是对待他。
So that's what God's heart is. His love is deep and unfailing and eternal. That's how we should love God.
神的爱就是如此的深厚，是不会失败，感谢。
And today our message is very clear. We must love others as God loves us. That's the clear message of the Bible. And love is the only way to change the world, when God changed us, God's love changed us, we are changed. We will becoming the message of God's love. We will love according God's will.
今天我们的信息非常简短而清楚，就是神就是爱，在我们不配罪人的时候，他就爱了我们，以不变的爱，用这种爱充满我们，我们能够去爱别人，去改变世界。感谢。
The gospel of Jesus is the gospel of love.
所以耶稣基督的这样一个信息，就是一个爱的信息。
A constant forever love for everyone who believes.
不断不断的爱。对所有信的人 ，Amen， 哈利路亚。
And we must consider this love. We must. We already have this love. We will love others like God loves us. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can do that.
所以我们先要有默想这种爱，借着神圣灵，我们能够去亲切。
Now you can love.Other by encouraging them, by edifying them, by praying for them.
现在我们就可以来爱别人，通过为他们来祷告，来鼓励他们，来建造他们。
Even do good to your enemy.
甚至可以啊爱我们的仇敌。Amen.
That's all we need to do to aim at God's love, the people around us, our husband.Our children, our wife, our family. The first thing we must apply this love is to these close people.
第一圈我们要来实现这种爱的就是我们最近的人，我们的亲人朋友们。
Love don't change. Love let God change. Love constantly tell your husband or wife, I love you.As you are,
我们就是去爱别人，不要试图去改变别人。常常的告诉你的先生、你的太太，我爱你。
Your brother and sister is the same.
对你的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
Because they are special, they make designed by God in the image of God. They are the only one we must accept. The people God put around us and love them as they are. Let God change them and change them with your love too.
他们是神放在我们身边，按照新生的心线造的，啊，让我们。
Thank you. May God bless everybody.
所以谢谢大家，愿神来祝福每一位。谢谢丹肯，安娜你在吗？
我在。
OK， 谢谢丹肯弟兄。
We want to thank you for our brother Duncan.
我不知道大家有没有在听，这是从我们弟兄。灵魂的深处一种感恩的信息。
I don't know if you have listened carefully or not. This is a message from the deep down inside our brother's heart.
因为他被神的爱所触摸，被神的爱所浇灌。
Because he has been touched by God's love.
那这个爱其实对每一个人都是一样的。
But this love is the same for everyone.
但是有时候我们听的太多了以后，我不知道啊，你心里面有什么感动？有的人听多了以后，耳朵可能有点长茧。
But because you listen this message for too many times, for some people, if you hear the message for too many times, your heart may grow cold or hard.
其实就很简单，这个信息非常简单，就是去信神真的爱我们，按照无条件的爱我们。
So this message is simple. It's just simply to believe that God loves us without any conditions.
信的人就有福了，他的生命就开始改变。
Blessed are the ones who believe, because once he believes, his life will change.
那为什么会改变呢？因为他相信他是被爱的。
Why can a life change? Because he believes that he has been loved by God.
当一个人刚到被爱的时候，别人怎么样定义他，他也不太 care.
So when someone felt love, no matter what other people think of him, he will not feel condemned.
他也非常的清楚他过去的羞耻，过去的罪都赦免了。
And he will know that he has been forgiven for all his past failures and shames and problems.
这样一个圣灵的能力和爱是变成他生命的实质。
So the power of the Spirit, the love, becomes a substantial substance of his life.
那在我们的周围有云彩一般的见证人，很多的见证人经历这样的生命。
So the multitude of testimonies like that, like a cloud surrounding us.
我们常常希望改变别人，改变环境。
A lot of time we want to change other people or change our circumstances.
那后来你可能听到有人说，你还是改变自己比较好。
And maybe later you will, other people will tell you that it's better for you to change.
其实这些听起来都是对的，但是呢，最好的方法。是要接受神的爱。
So all these things may be true, but the most important thing is to know that God loves you.
最后你发现你要改变自己的时候呢，非常苦。
So you know that it's very hard, it's very hard to change yourself. It's very hard.
改变别人不可能，改变自己呢，最后发现也不可能。
So it's impossible for other people to change, and so is that the same thing is very hard for you to change as well.
我曾经在一个教会讲道的时候，我让他们举手说：“你们是不是都想改变你们的配偶呢？”百分之百都举手。
So once I was in the assembly, and I asked the congregation whether you want to change your spouse. So 100% of them raised their hands.
改变成功的举手。
改变成功、oh, okay.
改变对方成功改变成功改变的举手
Okay, so I asked them if you have successfully changed your spouse, raise your hand.
What are you guys talking about?
we are talking about
change people, but unsuccessful. 所以就是弟兄姐妹我们连自己都改变不了，怎么能改变别人呢？
So if it is impossible to change ourselves, how is it possible if you try to change others?
所以不要做梦。
So please do not daydream.
那包括改变你自己也不要做梦。
So including changing yourself, please do not daydream about that too.
那要的是接受神的爱。
The only thing you need is to accept God's love.
当你知道你被爱的时候，人就变了。你不需要变，他也变。
So when you know that you have been loved by God, you will change. Even though you did not notice that or did not try, you will change.
你看到我这个发型吗？我就开点玩笑。
Go ahead. You see my haircut?
我女儿给我剪头发以后呢，他们就说：“哦，你从来没见过这样的，像一个土包子、没文化的人。”
So my daughters helped me to cut my to shave my hair. So they said that, "Oh, you never looked like this before. You look like a very old-fashioned countryman."
Countryman. 当然是开玩笑，但是呢，我知道很多人对他们的发型非常非常在乎。我真的不在乎，为什么？因为我真的，你说我是 countryman 没文化，什么都没关系的，因为我是被爱的。
So I know a lot of people takes good care take seriously about their hairstyles, but for myself, I do not care how I look, what I look like, or even if you say that I am a countryman or I look unfashionable, but I know that I am been loved by God.
所以弟兄姐妹，因为当我们被爱的时候呢，我们知道我们被爱的时候，别的东西不重要。
Brother, sister, because we know, once we know that we have been loved by God, and nothing else matters.
那种爱就在我们的心里面会涌出来。
So those, that kind of love will gush out from our lives.
就去爱别人。
So that we can be motivated to love others.
所以我们要相信的是真理，要除去我们脑袋里面的 谎言。
So what we need is the truth, and we'll cast out any lies that is in our lives.
那真理就是刚才弟兄讲的这些神的话，就是神就是爱，就爱我们。
So the truth is what our brother had just shared. So God is love.
你不需要改变，你接受就可以。
You do not need to do any changes. You just have to accept God's love.
好多时候我跟一些弟兄姐妹或者朋友们讲话都是啊，你来祷告啊，神会答应你的祷告啊，神爱你啊。那我们会听到不同的说法讲法，这是可以理解的。
So sometimes we say, okay, we should pray and God will listen to our prayers, and we have different kind of things that we say about God, and it may be all right.
有时候说，哎，牧师啊，你祷告更有能力一点啊，你比较爱主，我不爱主，我们心里想。
So sometimes our brothers will say, okay, Pastor, please pray for us because God loves you. Please pray because your prayer is more powerful.
这是可以理解的。
So it's understandable.
但是事实上呢，当我们每一个人相信的时候，不管你是一个大孩子，神的大儿子还是小儿子，你是一个新儿子还是旧儿子，你相信的时候就临到你。
But because once you believe, whether you are an old son or a newborn son, no matter how senior you are in God's kingdom, as long as you believe, once you pray, God will do things.
所以我们要把很多的这种谎言要去掉。
That's why we need to cast out any lies that is in our lives.
那些谎言就是说，哇，我要去，祷告神给我那么多东西，我不配啊，我没有做什么事情，我也没服侍。
So we have to cast out the lies. For example, we say, okay, oh, I didn't do anything for God. I am not worthy of any prayers, prayer requests.
你知道你的孩子出生的时候，他躺在你的怀抱里面，他为你做了任何的事情吗？没有，你就爱他。
So when you first have your babies, so the baby just lie there crying for you, and you will go attend to him. So did the baby ever do anything for you?
这就是神的爱。
So this is the kind of love that God gives us.
有时候仇敌把一些谎言放在我们里面，把事情搞得非常复杂。
A lot of times, Satan has put lies in our lives and make our lives complicated.
我的那个朋友对我那么坏，我爱他，便宜了他。
That friend of mine has been really bad to me. How can I just be, how can I love him? If I love him, I will be, So my spouse has been saying bad things to me that I shouldn't love that person back.
我的孩子不长进，我对他不说几句狠话，便宜了他。
So my child has been undisciplined. So if I say good things to him, I shouldn't say any good things to him because he's been behaving badly.
弟兄姐妹，真的，你这样做呢，就便宜了他。
So brother and sister, if you really did those things to those people that I mentioned, you are You have been, I don't know how to translate. Pastor Bing, help me.
Just give two free gift, you know, two free, too good to be true. Yeah.
So basically, they are unworthy of what I should be giving them.
但你的先生得了便宜，你就得了便宜，是不是？你的儿子得了便宜，你就得了便宜。
But if your sons or your husbands been receiving good things, that same thing, it means that you also received the good things.
所以你就把这样便宜的东西给他吧。
So please just give freely to them.
如果你觉得他不配，他得到他高兴的话，我告诉你，你就发现神真的会赏赐你。你得回了你的先生，得回了你的太太，得回了你的儿子。
So even if they are unworthy, but you treat them still with love, you will know that God is pleased with what you have done.
所以仇敌呢，好多把一个谎言放在里面，好像你讲一句好话，啊，你白白的给他一些好处，啊，你能够宽恕，啊，你就吃了亏。
So the enemy is trying to put lies in our lives that, by saying that you shouldn't love those who are unworthy.
仇敌也是说不白，你如果白白的接受神的东西，你就不配，这也是谎言。
And also Satan is made trying to say that, you are unworthy to receive freely from God.
神的东西就是白白的。
But instead, God's gifts are free.
神的东西就是白白，不要搞得太复杂。
So the things from God are free. Please don't make it too complicated.
有时候我们就是思想复杂的时候呢，简单的东西反而接受不了。
But sometimes when we think too much, the simple things become too complicated in our lives.
就像前天我教一个学生，他最近学一些很深的数学的东西，但是突然有一个定律呢，非常非常的简单，我怎么解释他就不懂。
So just like one of my students, recent days he has been learning something very complicated. So, but one day we're doing a simple formula, was using a very simple formula, and but he couldn't understand it because, yeah.
我怎么解释他也不懂，最后我说你想想你就是一个小孩子，就是一年级的学生，你就懂。
So no matter how I try to explain to him, he just couldn't understand. So I told him that just think yourself as a very, in lower grades, say you are in grade one, and try to solve the problem.
Just think 1 + 1 = 2. Don't think why 1 + 1 = 2.
So 就想一加一等于二就好了，不要想为什么一加一会等于二。
结果他突然明白了以后，他所有的题都会做了，他就笑。
So once he understood that, so he started to solve all the problems, and he started to laughing at himself.
因为他前面搞很多复杂的东西，突然出来一个很简单的东西，他就觉得这个东西应该比前面的更复杂才对。怎么这么简单呢？
So because he was doing something very complicated, so when the simple questions came, he thought it should be more complicated than it should be, so he wasn't able to solve that simple problem.
而且这个简单的这个定律呢，是在这个数学，高级数学里面很重要的一个定律，非常重要的一个定律。
So that formula is also one of the very fundamental formula in the math.
但是呢，太简单，他就不理解。
But because the formula was too simple, too easy, and he couldn't understand.
神的爱就是很简单，不要搞复杂。
So God's love is very simple. Please don't make it complicated.
对，所以希望呢，大家简简单单的来接受。
So we are hoping people just simply to accept God's love.
当接受的时候，我们一切会改变。
So once you accept it, everything will change.
好，我这是我的一些回应。